Welcome to the Divine Lotus Healing Show. I'm your host, Laura West. We cover energy medicine, spiritual topics, and natural plant-based medicine. Learn how to live your most soul-centered, high-vibe, holistic lifestyle. Join me on the journey. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome to another channeled message by the Council of Light. I am Laura West, your host. I am a psychic medium and a channel for the divine. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I'm an herbalist, and I've been channeling the Council of Light for a really long time for you, as you know, and they're back with another message today. But before we begin with them, I just want to give you some little highlights of some things coming up for the month of May. For those of you who are interested in coming to the office here in Cambridge, I am offering the monthly psychic and spiritual development class on the 11th, and there's still some spaces to sign up for that. And then for those of you who are interested in continuing your Reiki journeys with your learning, I'm starting to offer my Reiki master class, the Shinpiden course, starting on the 18th of May. And it's a 3-month long class, and we would meet here in person. I do have an online class that is asynchronous work for you to do at your own pace. It's a video recording of me in a class that I taught a couple of years ago, but there's the live class with me in person is happening on the 18th. So more information about all of those things can be found on my website, divinelotushealing.com. And you can click on the Learn tab and it will bring you down to all the courses with all the information. So with that, let's get to it. I would love to bring the Council of Light through for you. I have no idea what they're gonna say today. Most of the time they don't let me know ahead of time. So I'm gonna close my eyes and get out of the way and let them start their speaking. Greetings to you all, you bright, blessed beings there on that earth plane. We are the Council of Light, and we are here to say once again, hello and how do you do? We welcome you with warm, loving energy into this arena, into this space, into this heart-centeredness, into this pause from your hustle and your bustle. We invite you to be free from distraction now as you listen to our words. Close your eyes, close a door, close a window, put on headphones, get under a blanket, whatever it is that makes you feel cozy and warm and content and peaceful and in a space where you will be able to collect your centeredness for yourselves. Because you see, there is very frequently time when humans are not in your centerednesses. You are always moving through your days and you have hustle and bustle and you have here and there and you have pay attention to this and pay attention to that. And you have all kinds of energy from other people that needs you, phone calls, meetings, families, routines in grocery stores, subway connections, and the like. And your energy is always being cast out, put out, given out in receptivity to the things that are happening around you. More often than not, most of your day is spent in that energy of putting out rather than taking time to gather in, to center in, to hone in, to solidify your own beingness and your own centeredness in your own way. And so that's what we would like to talk to you about today. We want to take this opportunity as we speak to you to have you pause and begin to think about the energy that you are sending out into the world around you right now in this moment, in the moments prior to when you were just doing what you were doing before listening to our words, and have you stop for a moment. Just take stock. What does your energy feel like? Is it very big and very wide? Is it connected to lots of other people? You don't have to understand who they are. You don't have to understand the kinds of connections. Does it feel like it is stretched far, far, far out and away? Begin to notice that you can bring that energy in. Begin to notice that you can have an awareness that becomes centered in your heart and centered in your solar plexus and centered in your sacral center. Begin to notice that you can have an awareness of your energy as it becomes more compacted around you, more internalized, more focused on your beingness, your mental beingness, your physical beingness, your emotional beingness. And as you begin to root, as you begin to ground, as you begin to come into harmony with this awareness of this centeredness, of this capsule, of this space dynamic that is yours and yours alone, begin to find a space of equanimity there. Begin to find a space of stillness, of calmness, of peacefulness there. There is this energetic wavelength, this energetic quality of calmness and stillness and peacefulness that is continually running through your lives like a ticker tape. It's always constantly feeding into you. And some of you notice, some of you make daily touchstones with it, and most of you don't. Most of you are very busy. Most of you have lives that are very full, that are overscheduled. It's not your fault. There's nothing wrong with it. It just is an imbalance. And so in this moment, as you're pausing in this space of peacefulness, in this space of turning inward into your centeredness, you are rewriting the energy frequency. You are regrounding, you are reconnecting, you are plugging into your own positivity in a way that is purposeful and claims your energy back into your space in a way that you don't get to claim when you're busy and you have several meetings and you have several errands and you have family dynamics that are always giving, 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 giving. As you go through this life experience from the time you're a tiny babe to the time that you are a very senior elder of wise wisdom in your community, you have the right to be in your own energetic space. You have the right to be your own entity, free from attachment or hustle and bustle of others. And every once in a while, it's really important, if you don't have daily connection through some sort of mantra or meditation or prayer practice of some kind, to do this exercise of taking stock of your energy as it is imprinted in a way that casts out to the world around you, and to pull it back in. Give it a haircut, tie up the loose ends, comb it out, scrub it clean, whatever you want to think of it as. It's time to do an assessment and think about how much it feels like it might be extended. And then notice the juxtaposition of perhaps how nice it feels when it's pulled back in to your own energy frequency beingness. This is good self-care. This is equilibrium. When you have rolled out dough, for example, to make a pie crust, and you roll it too thin, it can't make the pie crust. There's holes in it, and it won't bake properly, and it won't hold the pie filling on the inside, and everything will fall out and become a soggy mess. You need to roll the dough out just enough so that it's firm and crisp and can hold the contents of the pie inside. And the same is true for your energy. If you cast your energy out too far into the world, too wide into the beingness connection with all the others around you in your daily hustle and bustle, then it becomes too thin. Then it breaks. Then there's gaps and holes in your energy frequency, and you become distracted. You become sick. You become emotionally distraught and harried and frenzied in ways that are leaving you off kilter or out of balance or out of alignment. And so we invite you to bring yourselves back into a space of strength, a space of wholeness, a space of completeness in this arena, in this space, in this place, just for this moment. And the lovely thing is, you can repeat this touchstone exercise, this noticing exercise, every day, twice a day, three times a day, every hour, however much it serves you to notice, where's my energy? Bring it back in. Where's my energy? Bring it back in. And as you start to do this, you start to get a sense of being able to interface with the hustle and the bustle and stay contained within yourself so that you're not feeling overextended. It does take practice. It's just like anything else that you've learned to become good at in your lives, riding a bike, writing with a pencil, holding a fork or chopsticks, anything else that you've had to learn that now feels like second nature. This too can be practiced in the same way. Think of it as good energy hygiene practices. You have good physical practices. You exercise, you eat well, you visit your doctor for wellness checkups, you visit your dentist for teeth checkups. Think of this as good energy hygiene practice for yourself. Monitoring how far out and away and cast from you your energy frequency has become so that you can bring it back in and smooth it through and clean it and patch it. And that cleaning and smoothing and patching happens automatically. You don't need to do it. In fact, we are aiding you in doing it right now. We're doing a duality exercise with you like we've done on many other occasions when we've spoken to you. We are working on your energy frequency like busy little mechanics, at the same time as we are giving your rationality the information on a technical level of what to do and how to do it. And so you can listen to this particular message over and over and over, and each time you listen to it, we will be working with you. We will be taking that energy and smoothing it and patching it and making it more complete, more evenly, holistically whole around yourselves. Your auric field gets very wavy and very bumpy and very jagged. And we are helping to smooth it as you help yourself to become aware of bringing your energy in. We're not suggesting that you take your energy and hold it in close and tight and never allow it to get itself out into the world. That is also an imbalance. We just are suggesting that there are so many human beings that cast your energy wide and you don't even realize that it's cast so wide. And it doesn't need to be cast that wide. And so, with that, we would like to pause and say, thank you so much for listening to our words today. We are the Council of Light. And we wrap you in a golden blanket of light to nourish you and sustain you and keep you ever so tight until we are to speak with you the next time we come through the voice box of this woman here. Namaste. Goodbye for now and adieu. What a lovely sentiment. What a lovely, interesting message they had for us today, right? I was noticing my frequencies and pulling them in. I would be very curious to hear from you all. Leave me a message, reach out to me through my contact form on my website page. If wherever this is posted on all my social media channels, leave a comment. Were you noticing your energy as well? And what was it like? I would be so curious to hear. And I'm also curious to know if any of you are going to do what they say and listen to the message again another time when you feel like you need a top off or a reconfiguration. Okay, my friends, so great to be with you today. Thank you so, so much. Bye for now. Be well. Have a takeaway from today's episode? Visit the show's episode directly on my website to leave a comment, or take a screenshot and tag Divine Lotus Healing Show on social media. Also, be sure to leave a positive review on any of your social media platforms to help these episodes reach more divine people who are just like you.
It helps to build our community of spiritual beings, and it also helps me know what you're enjoying most from my show. Looking for more inspired action in your life? Visit me at DivineLotusHealing.com for one-on-one work, courses, essential oils, and a number of my memberships that help you live a divinely connected lifestyle. Want to connect with me on social media? You can find me on Instagram, where I hang out most often, under my business handle, Divine Lotus Healing.